Well, hello there. You are about to enter the mind of the mindset maniac. Your mindset is the most important part of your existence. Don't believe me? You will. With a healthy, adaptive, and expansive mindset, you can achieve anything, and you can learn to use every challenge in your life to benefit you in some way. I am here to teach you all the ways your mindset dictates your current experiences in life and ultimately your future. This podcast will teach you applicable tools and resources that you can start applying today to improve your life. So what are we waiting for? Let's go ahead and jump right in. What is up, my friends? Welcome back to another episode of The Mindset Maniac. I am Leslie Krivar, your host and mindset maniac. And right now, I am on my way to acupuncture. There's something I thought I would never say. Now, before you get like very worried about me, because I know you will be, I have my handy dandy mic hooked to the lapel of my shirt. And so I'm hands-free, I'm safe, I'm just driving and talking. So I laugh when I say that's like a phrase I thought I would never say, because if you have been listening for a while, you probably remember an earlier podcast that I did around this whole, all the drama I was creating around getting acupuncture. It's something I've wanted to do for years and years, and I had this huge phobia of not just needles, but what happens when there is a needle, and I can go into this state where I, what's it called, vagovasal, and vasovagal, I don't know, so I always say it wrong, but I like almost pass out, it's terrible. And I can proudly say that I have been getting acupuncture done weekly for the last, gosh, what has it been? At least 2 months. And it is like so relaxing for me. And that is a testament to this work that I talk to you all about, mind management, and then also finding the right person, because this practitioner that I go to just does a very, very great job of continuing to help me reframe what my body is feeling and how I'm thinking about it, right? So I'm just very used to, if I feel pain or something that doesn't feel good, my brain wants to say, that's scary, that means something's going wrong, we need to be like on high alert, and then my nervous system just goes crazy. And he's just done a beautiful job of, like, in such a supportive way, like helping me notice things that are going on during acupuncture. And like when my brain goes, oh gosh, that hurt, he'll reframe it to, you know, what we want to be thinking about it as instead. And he'll always say things like, that's perfect, or, you know, that's working beautifully. And not in like an annoying way where like you don't feel like you're being heard, but in a way where he does it every time, to now like I'm starting to do it on my own. When I feel a sensation that before would just send me into fear, I'm like, oh, that's what I want. Oh, that's a channel opening. Oh, that's healing. And so it's just so, so cool. And again, testament to this work. And also, I don't think anything is just ever one thing, but having the right people, having the right support, and then continuing to do the work together. So yeah, that's what I'm doing right now on my way there. But what I wanted to talk to you about while I had this free moment is, how do I want to frame this? It's around coaching on topics that I have never experienced or like don't have experience around, and how I do that. And this came up because I was talking with a friend the other day who was asking me about like the clients that I work with. And, you know, as I was thinking about it, I was like, man, like I have such a variety of people now. I work with a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners. And I also work with people who are not entrepreneurs or business owners. I've had some nurses, some teachers, stay-at-home moms, very successful people in other industries where maybe they're not the owners, but like, you know, they might be higher up in their industry. And like, she asked me, like, how do you coach these people on things where you're like, you have no idea, you don't know the answer to their specific problem? And I loved this question because it got me thinking about my counseling days, right? I like to reflect on that a lot because I learned a lot about how to be a great coach just in that space and in that like experience, but I also learned what not to do in some ways. So, and it's also just funny how different education and experience can set you up for success maybe in one area, but like that's not the only way to do it. That's not the only way that we learn. I'll always be very grateful for my experience and my higher education and all of that leading me into the counseling program. But again, that's not the end all be all. And so I just remember when I was in the counseling field and I would have like clients come to me who, I mean, I couldn't say that I knew how to solve their problem because I was not them, right? Maybe I wasn't their race. And like, that was like a problem that we were trying to like solve around. Maybe I wasn't their gender. Maybe I wasn't in obviously their home and in their specific position. And maybe I hadn't suffered from like the trauma that they had experienced. And I always remember then like, you know, specific clients being like, how can you help me on this if you've never lived it? And when I was in that field, the way that we were trained to still be able to help people, even though we hadn't lived that experience, was through empathy, right? So not having to experience it ourselves, but like being open to understanding like what it was like for them and just trying to like feel your way through it and find solutions and work with them through that lens of like empathy and like, no, I haven't experienced this, but like I am feeling it through what it was like for you, and I'm trying to imagine what it was like, and you know, I'm having empathy for you and your situation. And so that in a big way was just kind of like what we were trained to do, and like then we just went through there. And it's not to say that I don't feel like that was helpful in any way. I look back on the work that I did in the counseling field, although it's not something that feels like it would be right for me now. I moved on for a number of beautiful reasons, but I do think that there was a lot of good work that was able to be done through that lens of like empathy and just being present with someone and hearing them and allowing them to kind of sort things out with you holding that space. But the way that I do things in coaching is very different. Again, I have a lot of different clients that I work with, and you know, some of them, again, there's so many different scenarios that I can throw out, but specifically my friend was saying like, okay, when you're talking with one of your clients and they bring up a problem in their business, right? And let's say this is a client who makes like seven figures. They've got a seven-figure business and they're talking to me about something financial related or team related, right? I don't have a seven-figure business, right? That is not where my focus is right now. I'm a firm believer of like whatever we do desire to create, and we do it in the right way that we absolutely can create, but that's not something that I desire right now, right? My focus is in other areas. But it doesn't mean that I can't support someone and help them around a problem that is outside of my scope of experience, right? And the way that I do that is not by giving them a specific formula or a process or something like that that we're just used to like thinking that we need when we have a problem. And I think that goes back to our formal education, right? Think about the way that we learned in elementary school and high school and even college, where we learned in a way where it was like, here's the material, digest the material, memorize the material, use the material. That's the way that we think that like we solve problems. We learn something and then we use it. But I don't think I'm certain that that is not the best way to to solve problems, right? Because when we solve problems that way, it makes us very reliant on like specific steps that we have to take outside of ourselves to like manage one problem at a time. And I mentioned this on another podcast when I was talking about like lower level problem solving versus higher level problem solving. And when we step into that higher level problem solving, we are looking not just for the information to digest so that we can like apply it to this one situation, but we're looking for the inner wisdom inside of ourselves that can help us unlock what it is that we need to do, or why we need to do it, or why we haven't been able to do it, and all of that stuff. And that's already within my clients. So I like to think of myself as not like a teacher, right? There are certain things that I do teach, because I have this this firm belief that there are certain things, especially within the coaching style that I use, that are foundational just to understand and to know and to fall back on and to think about when you're doing this type of work. So I do teach, but I don't think of myself as like the expert at all in my clients' lives, because they are. They're the expert. I like to think of myself as the person that gets to reveal to them the wisdom that's already inside of them, but maybe they've sort of like lost along the way, or forgotten about, or just become disconnected from. And I think that's where all of our like beautiful work lies when we look at like higher level, deeper work coaching. Because any coach, any mentor out there can give you the steps and processes and kind of keep you hooked on their lifeline forever. And it's not to say that you can't do this type of deep work coaching for a lifetime. I have some clients who have been with me for, gosh, almost 5 years. But the work that we do doesn't just like rely on them telling me the problem and me giving them the solution. Them telling me the problem and me giving them the solution. The reason that our work continues is because life continues and expands, and they continue and expand, and so our work does as well. So the way that I like to think about the work that I get to do, and really the way that my brain operates is, and I heard this analogy once, like as a wonderful coach, and this is again coaching, but every coach operates differently. Some coaches might be completely different than this, but this is personal to me. I think of myself as being like wide but shallow in my expertise. So what I mean by that is I have a lot of information about a lot of things, but I don't go very deep into those specific areas unless it's needed. There are certain things that I am an expert at that I'm like, this is my jam, this is where I go in deep as needed. But I think of myself as like, I know a lot of stuff, I know enough of what I need to know, but then I rely on the experts to go deep. And as I said, my clients are the experts in their life. So I'm gonna help guide them and ask them the questions that they need to be asked to be able to access their inner wisdom, which holds the answers to the questions that are specific to their problems, right? The seven-figure problems, the problems for parents who have multiple children, the problems for people who are having interpersonal problems at work, right? Those answers are within them, and it's up to me to ask the right questions and help them and hold the space and help them access the things that are inside of them that will help them see where they're getting stuck, why they're getting stuck, and what they need to do next. And I just think that's such beautiful work that we get to do that is so much different than just the plug and play, the four steps process that is just like keeping us in that elementary learning level. And you know, I think it's an interesting thing, this like almost paradox that's happening right now as we, just as humans, continue to evolve and want more information. It's like, on the one hand, we just want it to have it because we think that it's there and there must be something new to digest and to apply. But the way I see it, especially in the world that I'm in, coaching, counseling, It's and the way that humans operate, it's this consistent theme that I am seeing and also hear from other just leaders in this industry, that there's nothing new and true, like truly new, that is coming out where we're like, oh my gosh, this is brand new about how the way, how we operate as humans and how we function as humans. This is, like, we've never known this, right? Especially when we talk about why we do what we do, why we, you know, how we feel, how we think, and how all of that is connected. There's nothing new, and it's just the way that we're using technology and the way that we're collecting data and the way that we're able to see things makes it seem a little bit sexier or a little bit flashier, but it's all the same thing. So I tell people that because I will have clients who come to me who are just like really wanting things to be almost more complicated or more like integral, more like sexy than it is. And of course, like, I think that this is so much fun work, but I also think that it is very simple. I always say it's simple in like in the concept, but it is very complex in application, which I like because it always keeps me on my toes and learning more. So I share this with you today because, well, there's a few reasons. One, I want to model the fact that there are more than one way to develop and to work on ourselves and to grow and to find the answers that we need. Okay. I can say that coaches and people in the helping field can be some of the worst offenders. I'm speaking for myself. My hand is raised right now. Are the worst offenders when thinking that we do this for other people, or like we know this stuff logically, so we should be able to work ourselves through it on our own. And I hate to break it to you, but I have to break it to myself all the time, but that's just not the case. We oftentimes, especially when it's like the higher level problems, we can't do for ourselves what we do for other people. So I want you just to hear this and also to know that there's a different way. There's, like I said, alternatives to just plug and playing like information that we think is going to help make our lives better. So if you are someone that has been trying to improve their life in a way that has solely been based on what I'm calling that traditional schooling method, aka just being given information or steps or a system and then being told to digest it, like understand it, and then apply it. If you're that someone and you're recognizing, hey, that's only gotten me so far and now I feel like I'm sort of stuck, or you're recognizing, hey, maybe there's a different way to grow past where I am now, or maybe I just feel like this isn't the right option or there should be a different option, I want you to know that there is. And it's this type of deeper work where we're not just learning information, but we are discovering it within you, right? The wisdom is locked right inside of you. And I teach my clients very, very deeply how to access this on their own, but also alongside of a coach. Because as I said, there are certain things, especially the higher level things, that we cannot unlock on our own. We're just going to get stuck. We get roadblocks because our brains, they try to protect us. And so that's what happens. And so, like I said, I teach my clients this, and I also hope to teach you all, my listeners, this as well, just as I share little things bit by bit. It's obviously different than what it looks like in a one-on-one session, but I still think it's extremely valuable and very powerful and things that we can take away ideally from every single episode. But if you are somebody who's like, yes, I'm loving this, I want more, I'm ready for more, which, like, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you want more healthy control over your life? Why wouldn't you want your relationships to be how you want them to be? Why wouldn't you want your work to be how you want it to be? Why wouldn't you want to be the parent that you want to be? Why wouldn't you want to be the friend that you want to be? Like, why wouldn't you want that? If you are that person, then I want you to know that there is a place for you. And I've been slowly talking about this on my podcast and in emails, but there is going to be a very unique opportunity coming this winter. As of now, my only coaching opportunity is my high level one-on-one deep work coaching, which is amazing, but it's also waitlisted and closed. But I have had a serious call to action to get this, I hate to even call it work, to get this piece of, what should we call it? This wisdom that's inside of you unlocked. But also there is some teaching in there as well. So I don't want to discount that, but I need to get this into more people's hands, especially as I continue my parenting journey. And I, as most of you know who listen to this regularly, I homeschool now. So what I teach my clients and work on with myself is also what I teach my son. And I think to myself so often, man, this stuff should be taught in schools. Like, if we could learn how to master our own minds and be the person in control of our experiences, not just like this leaf blowing in the wind, life would be so, so different. Okay. So there, I have this calling on me where it's like, I am able to give this to certain people and I want everybody to be able to have it. So as I said, come this winter, there's going to be a group experience, but it's going to be a group experience in a way that I've never offered it, in a way I've never offered it before. So we're blending the teaching of those important foundational pieces that you heard me talk about before, pieces that on their own began like to change my life. These are pieces of like the relationship work, the identity work, just the way you experience life, some very, very big concepts that can create change immediately. Like some of these things, I'm not joking, when I learned them and like just believed them and integrated them into my life, I was different immediately. Now, that's not to say I didn't need to continue to do the work, but just that understanding was like, oh my gosh, I've been doing this wrong. I've been like, why wasn't I taught this before? Right? So there's that piece of it. You'll get those teachings, but the really awesome part of this as well is that you're also going to get the live coaching. So unfortunately, we can't be together in real space yet, but we will come together in Zoom space where everybody who's on that call has an opportunity to get coached on what's personal and specific to them. And you who are not being coached at that moment, if you're an observer or participant in that moment, you are also getting coached in proxy, because we learn and we change and we understand things by what we see happening for someone else as well. We make it relevant to ourselves. And in my opinion, being in a group space, my most powerful takeaways have come in moments where someone else is being coached and my brain is just going to work with my guard down because I'm not on the spot. And like, I solve my own problem because of how somebody else is being coached. So I cannot overemphasize the power of group coaching. Most people think that it's like a step down from one-on-one coaching, and it is not. It's right next to it. It's just a different variation of it. Okay. So the experience in being coached on like in the, I don't want to say one-on-one because there's other people there, but you get that experience with me. That is where you get to bring in that piece of like accessing your own wisdom. And I think one of the coolest pieces, and like I said, I've never done it in this way before, but where I said I had that calling to make this different and available to everyone is that there is going to be a price point available for everyone. So of course there is the price point that I feel like is fair, actually way, in my opinion, below fair for our industry and what I'm going to be sharing and the time that I'm going to be pouring into this. But there's also going to be price points for the people who are just like, Les, I want this, I need this, and this is all that I can do. Truly and honestly, and with a pure heart, this is what all I have. And I will honor that, okay? Now, in saying that, there are going to be limited spots in each one of those tiers just because of like a cap that I have to put on things for energy expenditure and like how big I want that container to be. So in saying that, I want you to keep this on your radar. And also, there's a link in the show notes for a wait list for this so that you can go ahead and slide your name on there. So you know, like, hey, when winter comes, I want to be one of the first people that get directly notified when this is going to be happening. Okay. So that's where I'm going to leave this today. I'm excited about that, but I'm excited very much so about what I got to share with you today, about just looking at coaching and learning and taking in new information in a different way. It's not just about somebody feed me information and let me apply it, but it's like, oh, let me dig that deep into me and figure out what's underneath, like what's buried inside of me, what I need to find out that's going to help me be the person I need to be in my life to have all the things that I want. Right? So that is all I have for you today, my friends. As I say each and every time, let's live a meaningful life, and we will chat so soon.
Hey, thanks so much for listening along with me today. I hope you found this episode helpful. And if you could do me a solid, drop me a 5-star rating below and please comment what you liked about this podcast and how it was helpful for you. And if it was, I would love for you to share this with a friend. That is one way that I can continue to grow this podcast, reach more people, and continue to spread the good word. Also, make sure you hit subscribe on your way out so that you never miss an episode with myself, the Mindset Maniac. I'll see you here next time.